Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I think the first thing we should probably say is condolences or congratulations, depending on how you want to talk about it, is Boston just achieved a new record of snowfall of 9 feet. They got 2.5 inches, almost 3 inches of snow on Sunday over the weekend. Just what they needed.
Man, wow.
Yeah, poor Boston. And they also, I think L.A. got, it's hotter there than it's ever been before. Boston was not the major snowfall in the United States, but what can I tell you?
Pretty close, seems like.
No, I think they got someplace in, I'm trying to remember where it was now. I think upstate New York.
Okay.
Got like a whole foot more or something like that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I know. It's the whole thing is just not, you know, it was not a good winter, I think, for anybody. So there we go. But hopefully it's just about over. Although people were saying that. People were saying that last week as well. And then Sunday it snowed.
Well, we had, here in the Twin Cities, we had... We hit like almost 70 degrees on Saturday, but now today I think we're only in the low 60s, and I think tomorrow we're only going to have like the mid 40s for the next for tomorrow and the next couple of days after that. Actually,
yeah, so this is the time of year. Yeah, March is an odd month.
Mm-hmm.
I told you my tulip sickles. You know, every year I think, oh great, plant, and they freeze. Right. In other news, which actually affects us because we have so many Canadian listeners, and as Ezra pointed out, he listens to 800 CKLW, that Canada and the United States, first of all, a couple things about they're changing the border restrictions, and I expected this to be a juicy article, and actually it's not, because it just turns out that that getting through customs is a pain in the neck. They've already done it for airlines and I think for trains, and now they're going to do it for cars just because they're such a backup, so that they're going to have Canadian customs officials on the U.S. part, and they're going to have American officials on the Canadian part. So, but mostly, apparently, it's going into Canada. Is that true? No. I don't know. Here's the deal. Land travel between Canada and the U.S. has declined in the last 15 years. With 34% fewer vehicles, that's a lot, entering the U.S. last year compared with 2000. I mean, think about that, a drop of a third.
Yeah, wow.
They said that there are fewer Americans who are making the return trip to Canada because of border wait times, currency fluctuations, and the opening of new casinos on the U.S. side of the border. The U.S. also imposed tougher travel documents after the 2001 attacks on the World Trade Center. And then there's people like me who go to Canada without a passport. I don't anymore. Thinking, yeah, but, you know, it's Canada. We're kind of cousins. We don't... That was kind of a major problem. But I've learned. Getting stopped at the border will teach you every time. So the idea... At one point in the article, although it doesn't clarify, they said that the relationships... U.S.-Canada relations that are historic cool, which means not very good, I assume, as opposed to... Cool, like meaning, hey, dude, you're really cool. I think it means like, oh, a little icy. So I don't know. But, I mean, we love Canada. And the Canadian dollar has just has dropped again. I mean, all of us used to love to go to Canada because it was kind of a bargain. I have a Canadian friend who refers to the Canadian dollar, or used to, as the peso of the north. But up until, I think, November, December, it was parity with the dollar. Now it's like 25% different or something. So, anyway, so congratulations, Boston, breaking all-time record. Boston's had a tough couple of years. They really have.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find out the other story where I think they're having a marathon, and because it was so hot, that they actually started a half hour earlier. So it's been a winter of of really odd, extreme weather, which makes everybody a bit nervous. I just saw a documentary about Antarctica, and it's a very interesting one because it has a whole completely different look at global warming, and it's saying it's really not carbon emissions from cars. It's changing ocean currents and all sorts of things. So it was either very reassuring or very terrifying, and I haven't figured out which. So, yeah, Southern California experienced unseasonably hot weather. L.A. reached 90 degrees on Sunday, a record high. Heat wave caused organizers of the Los Angeles Marathon to move the starting time up 30 minutes. I saw a documentary over the weekend, which is called Desert Runners. Did you know? I had never heard about it. I knew about extreme sports, and I knew about Iron Man, and I think there's something called Mud Man as well. But this one is that runners run. There are four deserts in the world that do a desert marathon. There's the one in Chile, the one which is supposed to be the driest, the most arid. They said it's like the moon. They haven't gotten any rain in 400 years. Now, I don't know who was keeping track of rain in the 1500s, but, you know, or 1600s, but at any rate, no rain for 400 years. The Gobi Desert, which is the, I think it's the, what was, it's one, oh, it's the windiest. The Sahara Desert's the hottest. And you know what the fourth is? You'll never believe what the fourth desert in the world is.
No clue.
Take a guess. And understand, it's something you would never think about.
Okay, the first three were what now?
The one in Chile, the one in the Gobi Desert, the Sahara Desert. You'll never guess it. I never would have guessed it. Of course, I'm terrible at geography.
I can't even think of a fourth one, actually.
It's Antarctica. And you could say, well, why Antarctica? Because deserts are defined by lack of rainfall.
Right, okay.
And it never rains in Antarctica. So that's actually the fourth desert in the world. So there are these people who decide that they're going to do them. And on one, I think it's the Sahara. No, it's not. It's the Gobi Desert, where they have different days to do it. And on the last day, most of the days, you do about 20 miles a day, which is a lot to go through a desert. And you have to carry everything that you need on your back. There are stops where along the way we can get more water and things of that sort. But basically, you're carrying a pack as well as all this. But on the last trek of the last leg in the Gobi Desert, there it was, instead of being 20 miles, it was almost 90. And it took people days to do this. And I mean, the devastation it does to the body. Whenever I see a documentary like that, I have two completely conflicting opinions. One is, wow, these people are really terrific. I should try and do something like this. Not really. I have the same thing when I see Everest. I mean, Everest to me is just inspiring, but terrifying. People die a lot on Everest. And these people are pushing their bodies. I mean, they have convulsions. It's alarming. So on the one hand, you think, wow. On the other hand, you think, how stupid can one human being be? This is not something that they're doing to survive. This is they're doing for fun. What is it they're trying to prove?
Right.
So, yeah, but it's and thinking of Antarctica as the fourth desert. I mean, that was just mind-boggling. So the name
makes sense, though. I mean,
it does. Well, it's because deserts are defined by the lack of rainfall.
Right.
So, and they've got the penguins. And I actually saw two documentaries about because one is called Antarctica, the Antarctic Edge, and the other is called Desert Runner. And it was interesting because in theory they had nothing in common, and they did. Penguins and ice in Antarctica. So I think they're both available on – one hasn't come out yet, but I think one's been out for a while. So you can check out drjoy.com and they'll be there. All right. So one of the things that we asked on Facebook was, what was the thing that made you feel like an adult?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I think you and I both talked about what we had done. Mine was kind of going away to college when I was a very young kid and seeing all these Vietnamese soldiers who were much farther away from home at about the same age. And we'll come back and talk about that. If you have something else you want to talk about, I've got about 40 minutes with you, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. 855-99-DR-JOY. So we've got, what have I got, about 35, 40 minutes left. We're talking about the experience that made you feel most grown up. I would say marriage didn't particularly for me. I mean, I was married when I was fairly young, and I thought it was kind of fun. But I think having a child makes you feel, because ready or not, somebody's got to take care of that kid. If the two of you are married, The worst you have to worry about is who's going to make dinner or pick up the laundry or something. I mean, the two of you are both self-sufficient. Once you've got a kid, somebody's dependent. They cannot literally survive without you. So somebody's got to take care of them. And I think that that is kind of one of those, oh, my goodness. And even though I've been taking care of kids, I mean, for my whole life, it's different to have that child completely dependent on you, especially at 4 o'clock in the morning. All right. So let's hear what people said.
We'll start with Tony. Tony says, when I got my first apartment.
How old were you? He doesn't tell us, does he?
No. Marquita says, getting a job in a town far away. The commute and accompanying loud music made for awesome parent-free time, but it felt scary to travel so far from home alone every day.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So it was not so much the job itself, although that was part of it. It was as much the distance and sort of negotiating. I mean, I went away to school, as I said, when I was 16. So that was, I mean, it made me feel sort of grown up esque. Except to a certain extent, look, if you're going to college, I think it's one of the issues. One of the reasons people go to college is because it's a way of kind of delaying growing up a little bit. I mean, you're still going to a situation, perhaps less now than it used to be, and that there's probably a little less in loco parentis. But when I went to school, there were segregated dorms in terms of boys and girls, and there was a house mother, and you had to leave the study room door, which were known as passion pits, open. A book's length, and people figured out very quickly that you could use a matchbook. But so it was a little taste of independence, but it was also still protected. So okay, keep going.
Aurora says, when I got my first checking account and ATM card when I was 19.
There you go, money, absolutely. Although I know kids who feel that when they got their very first banking account, that made him feel grown up. But I agree. I think having your own ATM card, ooh, baby, baby.
Jing, jing.
Debt. Yeah.
Genevieve says, on my wedding day, it'll be 50 years married in November of this year.
Well, happy 50th. My goodness.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's terrific. It's not that I didn't feel grown up. It's just that it didn't seem to me as much a transition. I'd been dating him for a while. And I don't know, for some reason, I thought it was fun, but it was almost like dress up. It was almost like, I don't know. And it wasn't that I didn't feel grown up, but it was not, I didn't feel as grown up, as I said, as I did when I had my child. Because that's, you know, ready or not, you got to take care of it. So my life changed much more radically when I had a child, I think, than when I got married. Even though it changed, I went, my name changed. Which women don't do so much anymore. I moved to another part of the country. It was just the two of us. So I guess it was a bigger transition than I gave it credit for at the time. All right, keep going.
Connie says, I had to help my mom with my dad after strokes. Actually, I had to help my mom in 1969 through alcoholism. I also took care of my mom until she passed away. She had strokes and dementia and whatnot. I am an only child, not well, and I just turned 64, and I did the best I could.
Well, I don't know if not well means that you're not feeling well now or that you didn't do a great job of taking care of, but in fact, you did the best you could. And that's, you know, nobody can expect any more of you than that. Nobody can ask any more. We shouldn't be expecting anything of anybody, but nobody can ask more of you than you did the best you could.
Just a couple more here. Stephanie says, going to university a year early as I jumped a grade.
Yep. Lots of us did that. You know, it sort of seems like a good idea at the time. In retrospect, I had a roommate who also, I don't know why they put the two of us together, because we were both about a year and a half or 2 years younger than everybody else. And they put us together. And she actually dropped out of school at one point and actually suicided. But I went to a school that had the highest suicide rate in the country. And so by the time I graduated, and there were only 45 women in my class. By the time I graduated, the women on either side and across all had all suicided. I mean, think about the proportion of that. I mean, it was extraordinary. And so maybe not the world's best idea, but be that. I'm convinced it's one of the reasons I became a psychologist, to try and figure out, you know, what was going on, and there, but for the grace of God, go I, and how do I understand this or protect people from it or whatever.
Nassim says, the first time my dad wasn't able to solve my problems.
Well, no one's talked about the first time they beat their dad at checkers or their grandfather at checkers. Those were sort of minor triumphs, although it didn't make me feel, I'm not sure, I never played chess with my grandfather. I didn't know how to play chess particularly. My grandparents, one set of grandparents used to play chess with each other every Sunday. We would go and visit both. At one point I had three sets of grandparents, and two of them lived in the same apartment complex, which I thought was pretty cool. And so we'd go visit one and then the other. And every Sunday my grandparents were playing chess with one another. And I just thought that was so wonderful that they had this thing that they could do together. My family didn't, we played checkers. We played Chinese checkers sometimes, but my family loved gin rummy. So whenever we would get together, and we still do, we have gin rummy tournaments. And my mother loves saving deuces, for example. And I've always liked aces and spades. I don't know. We're a family that, and it's really interesting when we can't necessarily agree about anything. And our lives are so different and have taken such different paths. But we get together, we play. And my mom, and everybody worries about my mom and her ability, her cognitive abilities as she ages. But she can whoop me at gin rummy, and she's great at crossword puzzles, which are both, they're both cognitive events. And she's, maybe it's last in, you know, first in, last out, and last in, first out. But we're a family that played gin rummy. Gin. Wham. All right. We got more?
We got one more here. Okay. Adam says that heavy, sunken feeling of responsibility that hits one's stomach after realizing you just did something possibly of great negative consequences to someone rather than just to yourself.
Oh, it would be really nice to know what that is. I mean, I'm sorry. Give me a call and we'll talk about it. I think it's how you transition out of childhood. It's a little empathy going on. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Catherine. How may I help you?
I've had an issue with ADHD. I was diagnosed when I was about 7, and they put me on medicine, and some were really helpful, and some weren't. And school was like a living nightmare. You know, you work twice as hard as everyone else, yet you get the lowest grade. And some of it was my part. I didn't try hard enough. But some of it also was like the issues with ADHD and dysgraphia and, you know, the medicine that I was taking. And, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, but I want to go back to school, to college, and I want to do very well.
Okay.
And my doctor, I went to see him to talk about taking ADHD medicine again, and he said, okay, but the medicines that he's given me really do not help me study that much. One did, but it caused me to, when I was crashing off of it, I turned into a complete demon, you know, like every little thing annoyed me, you know.
But Catherine, why would, are you back in school? How old are you?
I'm 19. But the problem is I'm going back to school, like, soon, and I don't know how to go about asking him for the right medicine, because the medicines I prescribe me, they're not right for me.
Okay. Let me again, break this into several different parts. Your brother and you what?
My brother and I don't get along, and he just, like, whenever I graduated, my perfect graduation gift was having him come live with us. And he wasn't really nice to me growing up. We never, like I said, seen eye to eye. I don't really like being around him. I know that's horrible to say as a sister, but
brother?
If I'm being honest. He is 5 years older than me.
So are you still living at home?
Yes,
and
I am.
So if he's 24...
Yeah, he already moved out.
Okay.
Why
would your brother be the reason that you wouldn't go to college?
It's not, I mean, I'm going to tell you a lot of things, but it's going to make it sound pretty horrible. I didn't handle it the best way, him living with us. I would drink. I would take pills if I had to. I would do just about anything, like whenever I was home alone in the house with him, because growing up he would.
So where are you now? So your brother's out of there. You stopped drinking, and as you, hopefully somebody told you, drinking with, using any kind of alcohol with psychotropic medication, including essentially what the medications are for ADHD, as I'm sure someone told you, is kind of synthetic speed. So alcohol with them is a really disastrous combination, and as is any other kind of medication. You really don't want to do that. So presumably, you're not drinking at this moment. Is that correct?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
All right, so kiddo, where are we now? Are you still living at home?
Yes, I'm still living at home. I just want to tell you that I stopped taking ADHD medication when I graduated. I recently just got on it.
Did the doctor
put
you back on?
I did not drink.
Well, but you do. I mean, the whole thing about that medication is you can't come on and off of it. It's very dangerous to do that, and you can get some serious rebound. So your notion about crashing was really alarming, because you shouldn't crash. You should take the dosage on a routine basis. It's not like an aspirin. You don't pop it when you have a headache. And so you reach a therapeutic level in your blood so that you're functional. So the idea of upping the dosage.
I was taking it in the morning. That was the only time I took it.
Well, but what's the crashing part? What's that part?
It's whenever it starts to wear off.
Well, but you should tell your doctor that, because it may be that the dosage would be better served to take half the dosage in the morning and half the dose in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Listen, kiddo. I am not a pharmacologist. I'm not even a pharmapsychologist. I'm a psychologist. So I think, first of all, good for you for wanting to go to school. Do you know what you want to study?
Psychology.
Good. Okay. Have you
being serious.
I was assuming you were being serious as well. It's a great field. Have you tried any... I mean, do you, like, read books? Do you anything that is, well, reading books is probably a good place to start. Do you read novels? Do you read do you read whodunits? Do you read textbooks? Do you read when you're not in school?
I don't like reading very much.
My dear, if you're going to go to school and you're going to study psychology, you're going to be reading. I'll tell you what I would do right now at this moment, because we got to break this down into several parts. First of all, I think that school, I know, was never your favorite thing. And it may be that there are other things that you can do that require less schooling if you figure out what you want to do. If you're talking about going to college to get a degree in psychology, you're going to talk about a serious amount of reading. And if reading isn't something that makes you very happy, you may need to figure out something to do that's a little less reading intensive, because that is number one. Number two, what I would suggest you do, independent of the medication, because going on and off this medication is not a good idea, is try doing some reading on your own without, because ADHD is sometimes outgrown. I mean, that you have a different biochemistry now than you did when you were 7 and even when you were 17. So trying, seeing what you can accomplish on your own and seeing what the focus will do, seeing what the discipline will do, seeing what not being on alcohol or pills will do. And it may be that what you need to do is figure out if you got a degree in psychology, what you would do with it. And maybe we could work backward from what you want to do to how you're going to accomplish it. Because if you're telling me that you have school problems, that you have medication issues, that you have study issues, and you don't read, I don't know that going to school in psychology is exactly what you're going to want to do. I mean, there are other things that you may want to do that, as I said, are less book intensive. But for right now,
yeah.
I think are you on any medication at all at this moment?
Yes, I am.
What are you on?
Concerta.
Who put you on that?
My doctor.
What kind of doctor? Your GP? Do you have a psychiatrist that
family,
you deal with? Okay. The first thing I think you need to do, you need to deal with a specialist, okay? Not your family doctor, because a specialist is going to be much more aware of what's on in the field, much more able to deal, because it's something that they deal with all the time. If you want to talk about podiatry, you're not going to talk with me about it. I know a little bit about it. I went to medical school. I had my foot operated on. I'm not stupid. I read a lot. But you don't want to come to me about something that's my knowledge is secondary at best. You want to come to me about something I know all the time, I practice all the time, and I keep up with all the time. You don't want your family physician to put you on medication unless it's for a stomach ache. All right? So you need to find yourself a psychiatrist or a psychopharmacologist who deals specifically with ADHD, because they'll now know what to deal with your age, what the medications are, what the combinations are, how to deal with the dosage so it's nice and smooth, so you're not high one day and aggressive the next. So if we're going to do this, let's do it right. In the meantime, so that's the first thing.
Yeah.
I do. Stay on the dosage that you're on, make an appointment, ask either your family physician or go and find, ask for a reference or go and find a psychopharmacologist who specifically deals with ADHD, all right? So that's number one. So we get the dosage taken care of to see if you even need it. Because that's a question in my mind. So, but at least let's deal with a specialist, not somebody who's doing this as a sideline, all right? Number one. Number two, I think you need to think specifically what your goals are about the rest of your life and what you really want to do and what you're good at. For example, it may be that you'd be much better as, say, a social worker, which is going to require less book learning, less time, and allow you to do some of the same kinds of things you want to do, although I don't know what your goals are with respect to a degree, but I think you need to rethink that if what you're saying is you hate reading. Number three, I would start reading. I would get myself some books about things that I enjoy. I mean, and I don't care what you read. If you can read The Hunger Games, you can read comic books, you can read romance novels, you can read anything you want, but start reading. Get yourself in the habit of looking at a book, focusing on what it says, enjoying it, all right?
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and
securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much we want to encourage people to call in the last 5 minutes of the program, but I suppose if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. 855-99-37569. So, as many of you know, I have a foundation, and I'm finally sort of honing in on exactly what I want to do with it after a whole bunch of fits and starts, and I mean, I've had it for probably 20 years and have to disperse 5% of the total every year. So there are a lot of local charities that just think I'm adorable. But the idea of starting it initially was to be able to have some control and to fund something I thought was really important. And it's not that the things that I'm funding now are not important, but they're not mine. And so I finally... What happened is I came up, I mentioned before, my daughter took me to Puerto Rico for my birthday last October, bless her little heart, and we were in a very small room with no window, and I'm more than a little claustrophobic, and it was very hot, and it was an old town, so I couldn't even go walk around or anything like that, And so, and I had this weird eye infection, so I couldn't read, which is what I usually do when I get a little antsy, is I'll just go read, and I couldn't. So I figured out what to do. I just had, you know, I needed to engage my mind, because any of the phobias are by definition in your head, and I know enough to know that square breathing and engaging yourself, distracting yourself is what works. And so I figured out finally what to do with my foundation, and I was talking with a friend of mine who said, Joy, you're a very smart person. You have a lot of energy. You have a lot of ideas. You're a terrible administrator, which I would agree with. I think it's really important in this life to know what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And so she hooked me up with this person who's involved with a very well-known long-term charity who's trying to change its image. It's trying to kind of rebrand itself. And so they just thought I was the best thing since sliced bread, and I'm thinking, wow, this is great, because they're already seasoned professional administrators, so I don't have to worry about frittering the money away or even hiring an administrator, because I can just kind of piggyback with them, and this is going to work really well. And so they were having a convention, national convention, and so I met with the chief of staff, who just was a lovely man. And so we met for breakfast, and he ordered a smoothie, and I ordered oatmeal. And the oatmeal came with this wonderful kind of, like, you know, on creme brulee that they fire up the sugar on the top of it. For some reason, the oatmeal came that way, which is delicious. I mean, let's face it, oatmeal is good for you, but it's not terrifically tasty. And this came with some berries and the little crinkly stuff on top, and it was great. And he's drinking a smoothie. And he said something, and I don't know why I was being so obnoxious. I guess because he was making fun of my choices. And I said, I think I had some oatmeal and some fresh fruit or something. Oh, I had oatmeal and half a grapefruit. And he said something about his, and I said, everything of mine put together is probably a third of the calories in that smoothie. Why I do things like that? I mean, it's not clear to me that I actually have to go and educate the entire world about things that they really have no interest in me educating them about. So I just sent him an email because we were trying to follow up and trying to get this thing really done and started, as opposed to all these false starts. And besides, my friend will just murder me in my bed if I don't get it, if I don't follow up. So and he wrote and said that he had meant to get in touch with me, and he was just really busy, and he would do that in the next couple of weeks. And by the way, he hadn't had any smoothies since then, which apparently were a very common source of, he just felt like he was eating a light breakfast. But smoothies are delicious, but they have a huge number of calories in them. If you look at how much, I mean, you have to realize a glass of orange juice has the same number of calories as a Coke. And I mean, eating an orange is good for you. Drinking a glass of orange juice is straight calories. You've taken all the value of the orange, and at any rate. So I will try very hard not to comment on other people's food going forward, because they don't actually appreciate it very much. All right, can we do a quick question that somebody asked me to comment on?
Sure. This one is from Arnold. Arnold says, Dr. Joy, what makes one person resilient and another not resilient?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question, Arnold. And the largest study of resilience that has ever been attempted was done right after September 11th, for obvious reasons, because, and I think the American Psychological Society actually did it, and it studied a huge number of people with the idea being that they'd all shared the same event, right? And so why were some people resilient and some people not? And obviously a sense of optimism is part of it. There is a new psychological term, which I have mixed feelings about, that says openness to new experiences. But what makes one person resilient? And, you know, if we think about it logically, because I'm not sure that this is a study that's been ongoing, but that what makes you resilient? I would argue life experiences, that the more things that happen to you and you are able to withstand, you know, that which doesn't kill you strengthens you. Although I'm not sure that means we go around dumping people in the water or anything of that sort. But it's a new characteristic, and that in terms of psychological sort of underpinnings, I'm just gonna Google how they define resilience. But I'm not sure we know all of the answers. I think part of it is just life experiences. I would argue that part of it is optimism. I'm trying to think what else. Resilience. How do you spell resilience? R-E-S. Trying to type and speak at the same time, not that easy, but I'm getting there. And the idea being that people tend to be, that resilience is kind of an ongoing kind of thing. It's not something you necessarily have and then take forward. And I'm not sure that we know the definitive answer to this. I'm just trying to figure out how you spell resilience. Resilience. Okay. I'm just curious to see what this is. The ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. Elasticity. Well, that doesn't help very much. Let's see what Psychology Today has to say about it. That ineffable quality that allows some people to be knocked down by life and come back stronger than ever. Rather than letting failure overcome them and drain their resolve, they find a way to... But again, you can see that that optimism, a positive attitude, the ability to take a step back, I think, from your emotions, to see failure, to not take failure personally. Maybe that's the single most important characteristic. But if you think about these... that we're using the same characteristics to define it. So how do you become the person who doesn't see failure as personal but sees it as a learning experience? How do you become the person that how do you become optimistic? The problem is that you wonder whether or not these are characteristics that you're born with. Is there any way to foster them in children? And certainly the ability to see setbacks as learning experiences may be somewhat parental. Giving people the opportunity to say, well, if you had to say one good thing about this, what would you do? This is an interesting topic we'll talk more about. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.